Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for our gathering this morning. We ask for your presence. We ask for your spirit. We pray, oh God, that let your spirit be here. We want to be where you are. That is our aim, it's our desire. Lord, we want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. Sing it again. I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are.
I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. I want to be where.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor once again. And like we always say, we want to be where you are. Father, let the preaching of your word this morning give us understanding. Let the preaching of your word give us insight, O God. We pray, O God, that you hear us from above. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody say a big amen. Oh, I say a very big amen. And clap for Jesus as you take your seat. You are welcome to Fruitful Service. No, go play something at the background, but softly, okay? Softly. All right, don't let it confuse me. All right. Something very soft. Hallelujah. Today, we are in the new month. Say amen. We are in the new month called... No, are we in the new month? No, this is the end of February. Hi. And so next week is the first Sunday in March. What am I thinking backwards? Well, I'm thinking forward rather. Okay. So, we want to look at something very short. Okay. Now, this time, we will not keep long at first service. Even second service, we will not keep long. Alright. We will just... Because we've seen that a lot of people, they come and then when the bus is coming, so our bus has come, we are going home, and then before you see, something bad has happened. All right, so now, dear, second service is starting at 9:30 sharp. By 12, I've closed so that you can go. Today, I'm talking about what I call bad company. Bad company. Bad company. Say amen. Say bad company. Yeah. A bad company is a set of friends you have. All right. And this set of friends are people that are going to spoil you. Okay. In life, so many things are fighting for your attention. Killer, you're welcome. Charlie, we missed you. How many weeks? Like, no, 3 weeks, no more than this, like a month.
All right.
A lot of things are fighting you, all right, to take you out of Christianity. Am I preaching already? I'm preaching for 30 minutes. Many things are going to, it's not like they have fought you. They have fought you, they are fighting you, and they will fight you. So it is a continual fight. That is why our Christian life in itself is a fight. So you don't say that today you are saved, so you are saved forever. No, that slogan doesn't apply in Christianity. Once saved, always saved. There's nothing like that. If once saved, always saved, then people should not backslide. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes. If once saved, always saved, then people should always remain in Christ. But I'm trying to explain to you this morning that as you have found yourself as a young person in church, so many things are going to fight you. A lot of things. And one of those things are bad company, friends. You'll be shocked that friends can be the reason you will end up in hell. Yes. You'll be very shocked that your parents, they can be one of the reasons you are in hell. Because they are all types of blocks, stumbling blocks that are on the way, that are supposed to ensure that you don't arrive well. So, for my very short years in pastoring children, one of the things I've realized that friends can be an influence. Let me use that word. Friends can be good influences or they can be bad influences. And so, such people plus family members, plus cousins, plus whatever, schoolmates, or all those people, we call them company. Do you understand? Company. When you take a typical company, a company is an institution that is set up to produce something. So whether they are producing good things or they are producing bad things, it's a company. Do you understand? Or they are offering a certain service. Whether they are offering good services or bad services. There are people who sell wachi, but the wachi is bad. But they still sell it. And people queue for it. Okay? So, the company we are talking about that's likely to influence your life is what we call a bad company. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Somebody with a very good Bible should read when you get there. Okay, so I am warning you this morning against bad company. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. Quickly, today the screen man is not around. Okay, I read and let's go.
Do not be misled.
Do not be what?
Misled.
Misled.
Misled. Sorry.
Misled.
Sorry.
You are paying school fees now. Misled. Mommy, have you heard the word misled? School fees. We are paying 3,000 for you, and you are saying misled. This is what you are sending to Wesley girls.
Do not be misled.
Do not be misled. Wait. Let me explain that statement. When we say "do not be misled," then what it means is that don't have a different thinking, or don't think that this thing we are going to talk about cannot affect you. You see, because you will not, you cannot add up, or you cannot you cannot relate how bad company can spoil your life, or how bad company can send you to hell. So he said that do not be misled. Do not think otherwise. Kofi, let your piano calm down, otherwise I'll stop you from playing. Do not be misled, because a lot of things can mislead you. So do not be misled.
Bad company corrupts.
Bad
company.
Bad company.
Corrupt.
Bad what? Company. So I was explaining to you early on that there is something we call good company, and there is something we call what? bad company. So you see, it's clear. I finished preaching. It's clear. What it is that try and attach yourself to a good company. Put yourself in what we call a good company. A bad company is the company that discusses the pastor. A bad company is the company that says, today I will not go to church. A bad company is the company that sit down and talk about other church members. Bad company, what do?
Corrupt good character.
They corrupt good character. When you came to church, you can learn everything in church, including smoking. You can learn everything in church, including prostitution. Yeah. I know somebody who was not gay. Do you know gay? Yeah, but when he entered the church, the person has become a gay. Yeah. It's not they say. Yeah. One of the gay was in my church. Safe church. Yeah. So, you see, when we are preaching, it's not like we are preaching ideas or we are preaching books. So, that's what I'm saying, that not everybody in church is correct. No. The fact that the person is in church and the person's name is Zachariah, do you understand? Doesn't mean that because his name is found in the Bible, it makes him a correct person. No. People came to church and they even broke their virginity in church. So, what I'm saying is that there are bad companies. You see, because in church, there are different companies. If you think two, three people, you've seen Wanda, you've seen Mr. Who, you've seen, how do you call it? What's the group? Wanda, Mr. Who. So, that three is a company. But you see, whatever they are producing, whatever service they are offering, it can be a bad service or a good service. That's why I'm saying that when you are joining a company, try and join a good company. And Bible said that, do not be misled. Don't think far. What it is that a bad company, they corrupt. They spoil. Do you understand? They can spoil you. You can learn disobedience in church because of the person you associate with. You see, and in life, to go up, it depends on who you associate with. To come down, you can fall down. People have learned armed robbery in church. So he said that do not be misled. When you go to school, they taught you that birds of the same feathers. What do they? Birds of the same feather flock together. So when you see people working together, they have a common interest. Do you understand? Yeah. So this morning, my duty here is to explain to you that if you work with a bad company, you will be corrupted. You will end up, you wake up one day and say that, I will not go to church again because of the company that you have made. So it will be in your own interest to attach yourself to a very good company. You see, and one of the things I tell people that I don't allow my friends to choose me. No. Nobody chooses me as a friend. I will choose you as a friend. Do you understand? I will ask you, can I be your friend? But you will not choose. You see, the moment you choose me as a friend, it means that you are influencing me. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes, everything you see, people, somebody's influencing. This thing that you are seeing here, everything you are seeing, somebody has influenced me. Do you understand? There is a certain influence somewhere. You might don't touch anything to destroy anything. And you see, all this thing you are seeing, all this thing you are seeing, somebody has influenced me. That is what I'm saying, that there can be a positive today. The generation 419 Queens people are in the building. But you put plan. But today I'm not seeing the sneak. Mommy, I'm not seeing the sneakers. So. Well, Kela, you are not on the page. You didn't know that today we are wearing t-shirt and sneakers. Because today is your first, you want to show out the Valentine thing, you know. Hey, Janita, I'm feeling your sneakers, pa. Hallelujah. Are you still here with me? Yeah. There are bad influences. It will be in your interest to have somebody who will influence you positively. Yeah. There can be a good influencer. Oh, let's go and study. Let's go and do this. Let's go. There can also be a bad influencer. Charlie, no. We have to go and steal money. Yeah. People have learned stealing in church. No, a lot of these musicians, you see that they sing. All of them, when you ask, so when I was how do you call it? When I was in the children's church, or when I was Sunday school, all of Shatawale them's all they were in Sunday school. Or you think he has not gone to Sunday school before? They've all gone to Sunday school before. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that when you have a good friend, you will be influenced positively. If you have a very good company, you will end well. If you have a bad company as a young person, you will corrupt. You see, did it say character or manners? Character. Yeah. No, character is difficult to form. Yeah. If you behave once, it's not called character. It's something you do repeatedly over the years. So over the years, you have formed a good character. Your parents know you as a very good girl. Your parents know you as a very good boy. Then suddenly, one day, your mother talk, you talk back. One day, your mother does something, tell your mother, don't be silly. Oh yeah, you can get to that point. Because see, what your friend will tell that, oh, last week, I told my mother, don't be silly. She didn't say anything. They say, me too, my mother has been worrying me. Said, look, Nick, if you go home and she does that, tell her don't be silly. You see that? She will be quiet. Before you see, you have turned into an idiot. Before you see, you have become a stupid child. Oh, I'm not preaching well the way that everybody's looking at my face, you know. Yeah. There was a man in the Bible called Solomon. I don't know if you have heard of Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived. But you see, at the point when Solomon was dying, Solomon, you are not wiser than Solomon. No, you are not wiser than Solomon. If you are wiser than Solomon, you shouldn't be struggling with mass. No, you are not wiser than Solomon. Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived. If they are giving awards, okay, I know of three people that they can get some categories. One of them was Solomon. If they say the wisest man, they will call Solomon. You know how they do that award? Okay, wait, so wisest category A, wisest person. Then in the wisest person, we have Noah. We have Solomon. We have the prodigal son. Who are we going to choose? Solomon. Clap for Solomon. Wisest man. Yeah. The oldest person who ever lived in the category. Okay. The oldest person who ever lived in the category. We have Methuselah. Then we also... my son is awake. We have Methuselah. Then we have Abraham. And then we have somebody like Joshua. Who are we going to choose? Methuselah. Oh, you won't read your Bible. You say Abraham. Are you understanding the award tonight? Yeah. If God said that, the person after my own heart, David. David was described as the person who was after God's own heart. Yeah. So let me go back to Solomon. Solomon was the wisest person ever lived. But by the time Solomon was dying, Bible said that Solomon had how many? Is it 600 wives or 300 wives and concubines? 7. So all of them together were 1,000. Wives plus girlfriend, 1,000. And Bible said that When it was time for Solomon to die, the wives have turned his heart away from God. I am telling you about your friends. You see, it's not like I am preaching against friends. I am against bad friendship. Bible said that he that walketh with the wise shall be wise. But the companion of fools, there is something called companion of fools. Kwasi afua, they have come together. Companion of fools. When you see them in the class, you know them. Your classmate, you see that this group that is called companion of fools. They don't respect anybody. Because the guy, his father is the one who brought the AC. So he doesn't respect the headmaster. It's called companion of fools. This morning, I am telling you that there is something that can change your heart. There is something that can destroy your life. And that is what we call a bad company. When you see them, their hairstyle is the same. Hairstyle is the same. See, then they move from the hairstyle. Before you see us, then they start coming to church with permi. You see, last time I was talking to someone, I said, now, if your son comes to church with permi, what does it mean? Are you sure that your father can allow PK to do rasta? No. You see, so sometimes I was telling someone that don't follow fools. Don't follow what? Fools. You can go. There are so many foolish people walking about. And sometimes people applaud foolishness. They clap for foolishness. Oh, it's nice. So, you see, anybody at all can stand for presidency. Look, all we need here is to tell Eugene that he can be the president of Ghana. Campaign manager, secretary, party secretary, propaganda killer, propaganda manager. When we win the post, when we win the election, you will be the minister of education. We've shared the post and we said that Eugene can be the president. Joel is the vice president. And we'll start giving Eugene fans. Oh, if you stand, you win. Hey, even Nana Sef, if you stand, if you contest with Nana, you win. How many people know Eugene? How many, apart from we in this room, how many people know Eugene? You see, so the thing gets into, he said that, oh, Charlie, a lot of people are saying that I can be the president. A lot of people, then this girl will go and can say, Western region, everybody said they'll vote for you. Oh, Peter, I went to Western region, all of them, including the chiefs, they all said they'll vote for you. So you see that we are not pumping him with foolishness. Do you understand? So we are trying to make him look big. But in actual sense, when they do the vote, when did you vote? Was it last year or last 2 years? Last 2 years, there was a man. He's a pastor. Because he has a radio, a TV station, always come, he thought you win the election. I don't know who told him he should go and stand. He went to stand. He didn't win. You all know him. Yeah, Ghana Union. He was there. You see, you think because you are a pastor, people know you. People know you, but people will not vote for you. People know you. You'll be shocked if today we say we are doing election. We are voting. Should Reverend be the pastor of this church or they should transfer him? You'll be sure that people will vote that they should transfer me. Because I'm here poor, I'm not happy. I'm sitting on people's joy. But people cannot get time to do foolishness. But when you manifest, then I also rise up. I have to cut the fool. I have to cut. So what I'm saying is that a companion, you see, where you join yourself to, the people you join, what's your name? Thomas, the people you join yourself to, the people you tie your cloth with, they are the people that will influence. There must be a word called influence. Let's go and do this. Oh, let's go. You see, some of the things, it's not you that brought the idea, but there is this guy. He doesn't talk. When he talks once, all of you follow him. Let's go and. Yeah. So be careful with bad influence in the church. You see, I'm not talking about armed robbers. Hey, today people have come early. Sit down there. I am not
talking about armed robbers. No, armed robbers. Armed robbers are not my concern. They should steal. I am talking about bad and evil friendship in the church. Give me 1 Corinthians 15:33 NLT and let's see what is written there. The screen man has come. Screen people don't. You're happy that it's preaching. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. Give me in NLT. Don't be fooled by those who seek such things. For bad company corrupt good character. Bad company. Don't forget this. You see, sometimes you are not bad, though, but the girls you work with, the girls. So when there's something happens, your teacher, they know you are a good girl. But because you are working with Ernestina, and then you are also working with Eunice. If there's a problem and Eunice and Augustina are bad, they'll call you. So you see that last time your teacher called that. Oh, now you are changing. No, it's not because you are bad, because of the people you are, because you always eat with Ernestina. This Ernestina girl, she has never been your friend. But recently, because she copied you mass, or you copied her, you had it correct. Since then, she became your party. Her house is here and your house is here. But before you see, we see you working together. So last time your madam called, now you are changed. Be careful, be careful. Don't be fooled. He said, bad company corrupt what? Bad company corrupt good characters. Good characters. There are people that shift at away from God. I was explaining the other day that there are two forces. One of those forces is supposed to take you out of church. And we call it what? Centrifugal force. You have learned it in integrated science. Centrifugal force. It is the force that takes you away from the center. Centrifugal. It comes from the Latin word fugel, which means fugitive. A vagabond, somebody without a covering, trying to take you out to become like the prodigal son. A centrifugal force. That force, it is working on you. It is working on everybody. Have you heard of pastors who have stopped church? Yeah. The fact that I preach every Sunday doesn't mean that I cannot stop. No. One day, God forbid, but one day, a certain foolishness can enter and I wake up that, church will cry. What is this? Nonsense. I won't go to church again. Yeah. That's how people end up not coming to church. That force is called centrifugal force. And you need just one friend like this to have that spirit. And there is another force we call centripetal force. Usually, you've done centripetal force, or you are going to IBC, you don't know this thing I'm teaching. You don't know centripetal. They didn't teach you centripetal force. Go back for your school fees. This centripetal force is supposed to drag you and bring you to the center. To bring you here. You are in the church, you are not doing anything. You will find another group of people in the church who are not doing anything. And they will influence your life massively. They will influence your life. Choristers work together. You see choristers, they work together. When we are buying shirts, you see company. Oh, let's all wear blue. Before you see, no, all of them are. Oh, let's all wear pink. Before you see, no, because it is a company. There is somebody that will influence company. Thomas, there is somebody that will influence you. And I'm saying that in this life, somebody is influencing you. Whether you know it or not, somebody is influencing you. Your landlady's son, he's the one influencing you. Your headmaster's daughter, she's the one influencing you. When we were in school, we had a girl in our class. She's called Perpetua. The father teaches us physics. When it's time for the exams, she'll come and stand. If you are supposed to write the exams like afternoon, you come to the class this morning. My daddy said that the following topics will come. She'll come and mention some topics.
There you go. We have not learned it. This girl, the father is the one teaching us. And she said that the father say, this topic is coming. If you are sensible, you go and learn it. Later. Ever say later. Say later. We discovered that the girl, she's been telling lies. Because she just shift our attention from what we are learning to something else that will never come. And we will be learning it. And she will be learning something different. So she always stops that subject. Later. That time we finish school. They thought some of us would become drug addicts. You see, I'm saying that. You see, to be successful, you see, sometimes you just don't have to do anything. Just align yourself with a successful person. You'll be successful. Just align. Hey, this boy will tell your Bible. Hey, you believe him. Oh. Just align yourself with another person. It is one of the things that can make you backslide. It can make you stop church. If there is something that can make you stop church, one of them is called bad company. Yeah. Evil company. Your eyes should be wide open, looking out for people who are there to create bad and corrupt your manners. People like that. Yeah. I know somebody who came to church and ended up smoking. I can mention name, date, and time. You will know them. As the person was coming to church, the person wasn't a weed smoker. But as he has rather come to the church, the person has become a weed smoker. The person was coming to church, virgin. As he has come to church, he has met a certain chorister. Yeah. But in this church, a certain organist. He used to stay top at the top here. Organist. He spent 5 weeks in the church. By the time he was leaving Eugene, he had slept with half of the choristers. Yeah. It's not a joke. To the standard, choristers, when it's time for convention, choristers go and dress at their place. So as this one has gone to dress and is coming out, a new person is going to dress. Choristers. That's why sometimes when the foolishness enters your head and somebody is blowing it out, don't see the person blowing the foolishness out as an enemy. Most of you see me as an enemy. Why is this man worked up like that? Why is my father? No, I don't have to be your father to correct the foolishness. Foolishness is foolish and it must be corrected. Yeah. Somebody who was not gay, he doesn't know what is called gay. He ended up because he went to dance here. He went to dance here. As he was dancing, somebody was sitting at the back. And she said, wow, look at the bottles. Wow, after church. The boy became gay. Save church boy has become gay. See, where you sit, you not hear and you not see a lot of things. Sometimes I say, don't join. No. As a reverend, you don't understand. It's not everything we have to explain to you. Just say, okay. Since you say no, it's no. Company. There's some company where you join. So foolishness. One of the company I'm very much against are Dancing Stars. Very unspiritual group of people. Very unspiritual. And full of sin. But I pray that you not attach and align yourself to a bad company in Jesus' name. Oh, your amen is. I said you not attach and align yourself to a bad company in Jesus' name. Yeah. May you align yourself to a good company. What's the time? 9:15. All right, I have to close here so that we can use 15 minutes to organize ourselves for the second service. In Jesus, stand to your feet. Put your hands together for the Lord and stand to your feet. Oh, your clapping is weak, or you are not clapping. I didn't preach well. Don't worry. I'll preach well in the second service. Lift up your hands. Begin to pray for yourself. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to avoid bad friendship. Avoid every form of bad friendship in the name of Jesus. Maso katabra. I don't wanna go the same way I came. Touch me with your hand, Jesus. I don't wanna go the same way I came. Say, lift up your hands and sing it. Deliver us. Deliver your children from the influences of bad friendship. Deliver your children. Deliver us from bad companies. Deliver us from evil friendship. Deliver us, oh God. Mandobo sakatabra kandelebe sato leke zende bale kosima hato leka sonde bezele handoya rakaba zande besika nozele rato rikaza kataya kavara soko kavara soko kavara soko deliver us soko from the hands of wickedness, from the hands of wicked men, from the hands of evil men, from the hands of bad men, in the name of Jesus. Rakando zemanda bandaba, Rico sikende besato rabazaba. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. Cover each and every one of us from evil companies, from evil friendship, from evil alliance. Let your spirit dwell in us, and let your power be our portion. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been the unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.